It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A suburban Chicago singer with hundreds of thousands of teenage YouTube followers is facing child pornography charges for allegedly instructing two young female fans to send him sexually explicit videos of themselves. 24-year-old Austin Jones appeared yesterday in a Chicago federal court wearing orange jail clothes and ankle chains. Each of his two counts of production of child pornography carries a minimum of 15-year prison sentence. The fans were around 14 years old.
Have fun in prison with that one, dude. Don't drop the soap.
In an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Demi Moore said she sheared off her two front teeth as a result of stress. She said, I'd love to say it was like skateboarding or something really cool, but I think it's something that's really important to share because I think it's literally after heart disease, one of the biggest killers in America, which is stress. This raised questions, which led her to clear things up on Page Six. She said, they happened a year apart, but the fact remains that I sheared off both of my front teeth. Thank God for modern dentistry. Without it, I wouldn't be smiling on the red carpet.
You're just making me... No, a lot of the stuff you say doesn't make me sick or stress me out, but that just... I stress all the time. I had to get a mouth guard because I was grinding my teeth so bad at night.
Yeah.
I always have nightmares. My teeth are going to fall out. Oh,
ew.
God.
Jamie Foxx revealed that he's helped many young artists to get their start in the music business, including Ed Sheeran. He said that he gave Ed Sheeran a place to stay in L.A. before he got his big break, and he used to sleep on his couch. He said, so did Anthony Hamilton, Nick Cannon, all these people. You got to press anybody that's got that artistic feel, that touch. You've got to lift them up. Chris Harrison made a statement about the Bachelor in Paradise drama. He said, out of respect to all involved, there's only so much I can say and will at this time. Normally with a situation like this, I would not say anything until the incident is fully resolved. But with all the rumors and misinformation being put out there, I don't find that to be possible anymore. Entertainment Tonight actually caught up with DeMario Jackson. This is what he had to say.
Can I ask you about what happened in Mexico?
No comment on that. No comment.
You can't say anything at all?
No, I'm sorry.
There's been allegations that you were in the wrong.
I have nothing to say. You know, Corinne's an awesome girl, and that's all I have to say.
Any message to fans of the show?
Love you all. Thank you for the support.
Farrah Abraham's boyfriend Simon Saran has been telling people for months that Amber Portwood and boyfriend Matt Bear are in an abusive relationship. But coming from Simon, no one really took it seriously. Now it looks like he was right. Amber went live on Instagram and confirmed the rumors herself in a not-safe-for-work rant. She said, I've been on both sides of domestic violence. I have never opened my mouth about anyone hitting me because that's what a real woman does. Real women don't report domestic violence. They handle it themselves. Of course, this statement is beyond problematic. Firstly, that she's the victim of abuse in the first place, but secondly, a public figure like Amber implying women should keep quiet if they're in an abusive relationship is dangerous and not true at all. Hopefully now that this news is out, though, people can rally behind her and get her some help.
Is that show still on? Like, that was Teen Mom, but now they're like adult moms, right? Is that still on? Do people watch that?
Mm-hmm. It's called Teen Mom OG. It's the most popular out of all the Teen Moms.
Ugh. Hot messes, hot garbage.
A fan at Sweden's Summer Bus Festival threw a bottle at Justin Bieber because he refused to sing Despacito. The song featured Bieber singing in Spanish on record for the first time, but he's had a hard time performing it live. He tried the song once but forgot the lyrics and hasn't tried again. When fans at Summerburst requested that he perform the song, he told the crowd, I can't do that song specifically. I don't know the words. I can't do it. The bottle was then thrown, just missing Bieber's head. It wasn't known if the fan was thrown out of the festival. But guys, come on.
Like, if you're going to do the song, like, don't you have to eventually memorize it?
No, he only does his one part and sends it in. It's like if, you know, Rihanna is featured on a Drake track. They're not in the studio recording and learning the entire song together. She doesn't learn all of Drake's part.
Yeah, but that's English.
Right, but like, you don't need to learn the other artist on the song's part. You only need to know your own, and then you send it in separately.
Or at least fake it. I mean, everybody else mails it anyways with like backing vocals or lip syncing. Like, I don't know, you shouldn't throw something at Bieber though. He's good. I saw the video. He's like, oh. One day he's gonna get clocked right in the nose. Like, I don't want to see
that would hurt.
I don't want to see stuff get thrown at people, but it's kind of funny.
That's the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.